The ruling comes in a 2011 case. 20-year-old Andrew Matasik pled no contest to selling marijuana, and an Ozaukee County judge sentenced him to 3 years probation, but refused Matasik's request to consider expunging his criminal record at the end of his probation. The judge said current law requires him to make that decision at the time of sentencing, not 3 years later. Matasik's attorney, Jeffrey Gerard, says other judges have interpreted the law differently and granted delayed expungement requests. He says today's ruling tells judges they can no longer do that.
We're going to have to see what the impact is going to be if someone, has been on probation for the last 3 years. Judge made the ruling 3 years ago that you can come back and review this, and the person asked to come back, and he said, well, this was part of my plea bargain, that I could do this now. I can't do that according to this Supreme Court opinion. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
The ruling from Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson says an expungement decision at the time of sentencing gives offenders more incentive to obey the law and complete their sentence successfully, knowing they'll have a clean record if they do. But Gerard says a delayed decision offers a similar incentive.
I believe it's an incentive, to do well on probation and complete everything and a shot at it instead of not having a shot at all, which kind of happened to my client in this case.
The High Court may soon take up another expungement case that challenges the right of judges to renege on a promise to clear a defendant's record if they don't provide proof they've completed their sentence successfully. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.